be talking on faith today, and I can teach line upon line on faith, but I don't know that it's going to be a line upon line message. Normally in Bible school I will do that, especially when I'm at World Harvest and it's first year students or what have it. You just start at the very basic, because they look at you like a cow at a new gate, and you just, faith is, you know. But I want to read Hebrews 11, 1 first, and then we'll get to what I believe God has been talking to me about, a little bit different side of the mountain of faith. Hebrews 11, 1, now faith is, I've been listening to Dad Hagen, Kenneth Hagen, Sr., along this line, and he brings out now. So faith is now, it's not, it's going to be. Now faith is. And now faith is, in other words, you're saying it if you believe that you've received. You understand? Amen. So I am not preaching a whole faith message. I think most of us in here understand that we need to meditate on the word. We need to go to Mark 11, 24 and talk and get the revelation for ourselves and make it our own, that we believe that we receive it by faith. And then we speak it and we act on it. Okay? But we'll be talking about those things, because there's people over live stream, or we need to hear it over and over, but hitting a different side of the mountain here. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And that word substance is a foundation. It's a belief system. It's something. Now, a foundation is part of a house. And in Hebrews 4:2, it talks about mixing our faith with the word. So when you're mixing faith, it's a mix. It's a combination. And that word mix means a union. So it's becoming, really, it's becoming your own. You mix your faith, the seed of faith that's in your heart. You meditate on the word first, and that seed, it begins to enlighten. It begins, you understand, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I like to say it this way: faith rises by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And it's like yeast in the mix of a cake. It's going to rise up. But you've got to mix it in with the rest of the ingredients for it to work properly. And it will rise up. And then it's a progression of continued steps. And so you get light. Really, I call it faith's understanding of the heart. In Colossians, I believe, around 2 or 3, and there it talks about faith's understanding. So we have a progression of reading knowledge of the Word of God, but then that knowledge becomes revelation, which really is an understanding in your heart. And then when you act on it, when you do it, you're going to become skilled, or you're going to get wisdom. So it's a progression of steps, really, here. Knowledge becomes revelation knowledge, which is faith's understanding of the heart. Yeah, you call light several different things there, but it's faith. It's an understanding. It's an assurance. It's a confidence. So knowledge, understanding, and then wisdom. And it doesn't become wisdom, and really I like to say multifaceted wisdom. In other words, when you're constantly using your faith, you're constantly growing in understanding, you're constantly growing in wisdom. And I want you to go very quickly to Proverbs with me. As I'm talking about this really isn't my message, but we'll go there anyway. Just so that you'll have an understanding of this. It says in Proverbs chapter 4, 1, hear my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to know what? Understanding. Give attention to the knowledge of God's word, and then you'll come into understanding. In verse 5, get wisdom, get understanding. Well, which one do you get first? Well, it's really a progression, but it becomes a multifaceted. In other words, wisdom is constantly working in your life. Understanding is constantly working when you're constantly acting on your faith and walking in it. But it starts with knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. But then it's just a progressive, multifaceted process that just keeps working in your life. In verse 5, in your faith life, get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth, nor forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. But we don't just jump up the staircase to wisdom. We just don't jump to profit. We just don't jump to bearing fruit. We have to start somewhere, and that's the knowledge of God's Word. And then we gain faith or understanding because it rises in our heart as we meditate. But wisdom comes as we act on it. And we get wise, and we become more skilled. Okay? Exalt her, and she will promote you. In other words, you'll profit. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. All right? So let's go back where we were to Hebrews 11. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for. Now, that's not a worldly hope. And you have to tell people this because they say, well, I'm just hoping that it's going to change. I'm just hoping that the symptoms in my body. Well, you'll be hoping from now till Jesus comes, nothing will change unless you get into faith. And a godly hope is a confident expectation that what you've already believed that you've received by faith in the spirit realm will come to pass in the natural realm. And so you're expecting it. But really, you don't look at the natural part of it. It says in Mark 11:24, when you pray, believe that you receive, and you shall have. And Dad Hagen says, the having part's not ours. Well, what he's saying there, he's not talking about receiving it by faith, you know, with the hand of faith taking it, or having it in the spirit realm. He's talking about that natural realm. So believe that you receive, and you shall have. It shall come to pass in the natural realm. Okay, but you've got to believe that you receive it first in the spirit realm. See yourself healed. Get a knowledge of God's word along the line of he was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for mine iniquities. The chastisement of his peace was upon me. And by Jesus' stripes, what? I was healed. I am healed. But then you've got to take that to yourself. You've got to own it like a bulldog owns a bone. And he's sitting there, he's sniffing that bone. He's looking around, seeing if any other big dogs. But when he makes a decision to take hold of that bone, he takes hold of it, and you have to break his jaws to get that bone out of his mouth. Why? Because the bone's good, and I'm not letting go of it. Healing's good, and I'm not letting go. I'm enduring in faith. But that healing bone is sitting there, so to speak. You got the you got the knowledge. Revelation comes that it's yours, but then you've got to own it. You've got to become in union. You've got to mix your faith by taking an extra step, getting out of just the revelation part, but acting on the revelation. And it's called corresponding actions. And we have to act on it by saying, Abraham, he gave glory to God. But he also did some things that the Spirit of God told him to do. He offered up his son, right? There was some action in there. Let's go on there. So it's a godly hope. It's an expectation. For by it, for the evidence of things not seen. And real quickly, evidence is the proof, kind of like a proof of purchase that somebody gives you. That you just paid for something. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed. That word frames means complete. So look at it this way. God has framed the portrait of your life, and he sees his purpose in that portrait. And we were talking about purpose, and that was so wonderful. We have to serve his purpose in everything we do, and he frames the picture of his purpose, of his redemptive purpose, of his purpose for what his will is for our life in any way, but we've got to follow through with it. Now, recently we were sitting with some family members. They came to visit us, and if they're watching this, I should have said this at the table anyway, so that's okay. I don't say a lot of things because you shouldn't. You don't argue with people. But later that day, I was praying, Lord, what should I have said there? And it just rose up in me the wisdom of God of what I could say next time that comes up. But they had changed churches, and they were going to a Word of Faith church, but now they're going to a church that doesn't teach faith. And he says, well, we're just a church of imperfect people. And I guess that's a new casual church today. And I'm not imperfect. I'm perfect. I'm complete. Now, I have to grow up, and really perfect means to mature, to grow up. But did you know that God sees you complete? He sees you mature. He sees you in His divine purpose and plan. Now, whether or not you fulfill that, I haven't even got to my message yet, but we're getting there, okay? Whether or not you fulfill that is whether or not you're going to get into the knowledge of God's Word, get revelation and understanding of the next steps to take, which are in the Word, but it's also by the leading of the Spirit of God. And you've got to act on that. And then you become wise. And every time you do that, several times a day, you're using your faith. One person said, well, do I have to do everything by faith? Yeah. Like Pastor Ike was talking about, we have to shop by faith. I said, I shop by faith. What are you talking about? In Africa, we have to drive by faith. Well, I'm thinking, I got to drive by faith too. I understand that it's a different level, quite a different level. But I do everything I do by faith, and it becomes a multifaceted wisdom because I become skilled, because I'm using faith in every area of my life. All right? So by faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. We have a portrait. God sees us. He sees us, I was going to say, as a Mona Lisa, but we're better than that. In His plan, in His purpose, He sees us perfect. He sees us complete. He sees us healed. He sees us prospered because Christ took it on the cross. He became the curse for us that we might be free from the curse of the law. We've been redeemed. We've been healed. We've been forgiven. Amen? So come to the light of God's Word, but you've got to start meditating on it every opportunity you get. And I take opportunities where, in the last couple of months, I've been laying down on my bed and listening to Dad Hagen, just getting those truths over and over in my spirit. You know, I listen to my pastor. I'm just blessed. Meditate on the Word. Get light. And then act on it. So that the things which are seen were not made of the things which are visible. All right. So I want to go very quickly to let's back up to Hebrews chapter 4. Is this all right? Yes. Hebrews chapter 4. Now, a few days ago, I had about 5, 10, 20 sermons flying around in my spirit, and okay, Lord, which one do we land on? And for about 2 days, it just kept coming up in my spirit, faith's rest. Yeah. Faith is a rest. Yeah. We don't need to be anxious. Yeah. You know, if you're dealing with symptoms and you go to the doctor, and you're excited about what the Word says, that you believe that you've received by faith, you're thanking God. But then you go to the doctor, and he says, that tumor is growing. Do you get in unrest? Do you get anxious? Do you get wrought up? Are you looking at the report rather than the doctor's report, rather than what God's Word? Because people say all the time, I believe in the report will change. Well, I'm believing God's report. I'm believing that the doctor's report will change. Well, you don't need to believe that the doctor's report will change. Believe God's Word that you're healed and whole, and eventually the report will change. But the report is an inanimate object. You don't put your faith on that. Okay? So don't get all wrought up. Don't allow anxiety in. Don't allow unrest in your place of peace, in your place of joy, in your place of provision, in your place of where the anointing is working in you. Don't get all wrought up, and then the bridge of that anointing is out. In other words, God's anointing is working in you the minute that you believe that you received. The minute that you believe that you received. So if you go into the doctor and he says otherwise, thank you, sir, I appreciate that. Because we're not denying natural realities. We're not denying that you're dealing with symptoms. You know, you go to the doctor and he says, what's wrong with you? I am fine. I am healed. I am whole. Just tell him what you're dealing with. My ooga booga is doing this. And So we're not denying natural realities. But we leave there. What I generally do, if I do need to go to the doctor at all, or I'm led to, if I do, then when I'm leaving there, thank you, Lord, I'm healed. 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 So I'm just counteracting that by faith. And I'm enduring in faith. And I don't care what the report said. Sure, it's nice. Oh, it shrunk. The cancer shrunk. Everything's fine. You know, by next week, you're going to be up and around doing everything perfect. You want to hear that report. I understand that. But whether or not you hear that report does not change God's word that has become in union with you so much to the point to where a report does not affect you. You've made it your own like that bulldog. They would have to break my jaw to get me to say anything else other than I'm healed, I'm whole, I'm full of life. And there have been seasons in my life that things endured longer than what I wanted, and usually it was because I needed more knowledge in that area. I thought I was in faith, but or maybe it was something that I needed to tweak. Maybe it was just the fact that I just needed to keep enduring. Don't let go of your healing bone. Don't let go of your prosperity bone. The devil cannot break your jaw. He cannot break you because Christ's anointing already broke the bondage in your life. The minute that you believe that you receive, the anointing starts working in you. And it will break that yoke of bondage if you will endure in faith. And if you need to tweak some things, God is merciful and righteous to give you that light and that understanding. And you get wisdom in that area as you act on it. So, therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, and that word rest means a rest, an abode, a putting to rest, a calming of the winds. I've said to my husband before, well, if I didn't know what the Word of God says and what I'm standing on, I'd get concerned. But pass the potatoes, I'm not concerned. That's a saying we have, pass the potatoes, I'm not concerned about it. It's a place of peace, a place of joy, where one rests in a confident expectation of speaking and acting on their faith. Faith is a state of rest. Remember what Pastor Jay said yesterday, a way of living out of our spirit man, a lifestyle of believing that we receive from the realm of God. Not looking at the symptoms, but looking at resting in what we believe we have received from our Father. Pastor Jay said it's a place, a way of doing things, a state. And he said, you are living in a place where you are more conscious of God and the victory than the problems around you. You are looking to and living out of your spirit and living more conscious of the spirit realm, which is the realm of faith, than you are aware of the natural realm around you. Faith that becomes a revelation, and this is something I wrote out, faith that becomes a revelation of what we have in redemption is a faith that becomes one with the Word of God. We must hear the knowledge of God's word, and then revelation of faith's understanding of the heart rises. Then we must take that revelation and make it our own by believing that we received the promise we need. Romans 15:13. Why don't you go ahead and turn there while I get a drink? Romans 15:13. Faith's rest. Just heard that 2 or 3 days in a row. Resting in faith, not being wrought up, not being anxious. What do I do to change this? Get out of doubt and unbelief. That's one thing you can do. Stop yielding to your emotions. Stop yielding to your feelings. It doesn't matter what feelings. I understand you want good feelings. You don't want to be dealing with symptoms, right? You don't want to wake up in the morning with the fever. You don't want to wake up. You don't want to be blowing your nose all day. But that doesn't change what you believe that you've received. Blow your nose in faith. For indeed, the gospel was preached to us as well as them, but the word of God they heard did not profit them. did not profit them. It wasn't advantageous. It didn't breed wisdom in their life. It didn't breed skill in their life. The faith is a rest. It's an abode. Now, let's go back to what Pastor Jay was saying. You are living in a place where you're more conscious of God and the victory than the problems around you. All right? I know I'm reading this again. You are looking to and living out of your spirit and living more conscious of the spirit realm, which is the realm of faith, and you are aware of the natural realm around you. Sometimes we go too quickly. And then again, what I wrote out, faith that becomes a revelation of what we have in redemption is a faith that becomes one with the Word of God. We must hear the knowledge of God's Word, then revelation of faith's understanding of the heart rises, then we must take that revelation and make it our own by believing that we receive the promise we need. Are you in Romans 15? Yes. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Now, we'll go back to that, but I want you also, let's look very quickly at Hebrews 4:14. I'm going to read a few things while you go there. It says in Hebrews 4, verse 9, there remains therefore a rest for the people of God, for he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works, as God did from his. So you're not trying to get your body healed. You're already healed by faith. I have to be careful. Don't jump on the computer and try to work out all the natural things that you can do. There are natural things. There are supplements, that type of thing. I take a boatload of vitamins, I admit it. But that's not what heals me. Faith in God's Word is what heals me. His power is what heals me. And sometimes it'll come to me, well, you took that vitamin, that's what did it. And I will answer that thing. And I said, it's the power of God that healed me. I'll do the natural things. I'll use wisdom, whatever. But it's always God's power that brings the manifestation of life working in my body. Health, strength, prosperity. Amen. So take your vitamins by faith. You know, eat healthy by faith. That type of, get rest by faith. But ultimately, it's the power of God that heals us. If we believe that we receive in that unseen realm, He will bring it to pass in the natural realm. But don't be looking at that natural realm. Don't be looking at the symptoms. You look at God's Word. You look at what you believe that you've received. And you stay in that place of faith and endure in rest, in peace. Stir up the joy. Verse 11 in Hebrews 4. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. What was the disobedience? They didn't go into the land because of doubt and unbelief. Because of the giants, right? And that was, God called it rebellion. So if we're not walking in faith, really, is that rebellion? Because we know to do better if we've been meditating in the Word. We know to do better if we're going to a church that's, you know, we're being taught. So we have to walk in the light of it, otherwise it's rebellion. Some people, they don't like correction. They don't like it when we tell them walk in love. In your departments, say, you know, be nice, be sweet. But if you don't want to do what God's Word says, and faith works by love, that is rebellion. Well, moving right along, that's not my message. All right, just thought I'd slide that in there. For the Word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. When you become one with God's Word by meditating in it and faith rising and then acting on it, when you become one with His Word, then the Holy Ghost is able to truly lead you. You're led by His Word, but it's the Holy Ghost that's able to speak to you. Verse 13, and there is no creature hidden from His sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of Him with whom we give account. Verse 14, this is that place that we're talking about. This is a filling station of mercy, peace, and joy. Amen. And we'll get back to Romans 15:13. You'll see that. Verse 14, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. And I liken that to a filling station. We're going to the filling. Well, what are you being filled with? Well, we'll see. That we may obtain mercy and find grace. Inherent in the grace of God is faith, is really the seed of faith. Inherent in the grace of God is peace. Inherent in the grace of God is joy. And when we read Romans 15:13, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in what? Believing. So we know that when you're believing, when you're trusting God, when you're in faith, you're going to have peace and joy present. Amen. We're going to see it on your face. We're going to see it in your step. There's a spark in your step. When you get up in the morning and you realize you're dealing with symptoms, what have you? Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Ha, ha, ha. And sometimes I get a song going, ha, 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 ha. He, he. I am free, 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 free. And my cat thinks I'm nuts. Just dancing around the room. She's looking at me like, what are you doing? Just give me some food and I'll be free. So, but she has to wait on me. May the God of hope fill you. So I liken it as a filling station. Now you already have joy and peace inherent in the grace of God. You have the seed of joy and peace, but it's got to grow in you. You understand? And when you act on your faith, that joy and peace, you're giving it place of growth in your life. And as you continue to yield to peace, and as you continue. Now, how do you yield to joy? I'm healed. Did you know I'm healed? Did you know I'm healed? Woo! Glory. I'm healed. See, I'm not dancing for your benefit. It's coming out of my spirit. It's a filling station. Faith is a resting place in Him, a filling place of mercy, peace, and joy, where we have obtained all the redemptive promises of God. Here's something else I wrote out. If you're in the rest of faith, then you have received the answer you need by the hand of faith. You have believed, you received in the spirit realm, and you are in an expectancy that God will bring it to pass in this natural realm. Then, you need not concern yourself with what you see in the natural realm. You need not concern yourself with the symptoms, what the symptoms are saying. You need not concern yourself in what the report of a doctor is saying. Those are all natural things that we don't deny. We don't deny natural realities, but we don't camp out there and concern ourselves by getting anxious, worried, crying, getting discouraged. Crying and discouragement and worry and anxiety never healed anybody. It never brought the manifestation of what you need. You can beg and beg and beg, but that does not bring your manifestation. It's yielding to the faith in your heart, the faith of rest. It's yielding to peace and joy and being filled with peace and joy that brings the manifestation. But the manifestation isn't my problem. I'm just supposed to thank God and act on what the Holy Ghost has told me to do. If He tells me to get up out of bed by... I was laying down there and dealing with symptoms in the morning one day, and the last thing I wanted to do was get up out of bed. But I saw myself walking outside, and I was getting... So I got up, and that was the last thing I wanted to do. And and thoughts are coming to me, you do that and you're going to get worse. Well, I did it by faith. You understand? Sometimes you just need to rest. I'm not telling you you need to get up and work out. That's usually the last thing I do when I'm dealing with symptoms. But anyway, I saw myself getting up, putting on my workout clothes, and going out there. I needed to get up and get things done that day. And I was thanking God I was healed, and He was saying, I'm trying to help you. So be led, and then act on that leading. So I got up,
And I walked down the street, and I came back, cut a little short, but I was obedient. And you know, the sniffles, wow, that cleared up. Well, it's like the Word of God is true. Now we stay in rest, we stay in peace, we stir up the joy by looking continually at the answer we have received in that unseen realm. Amen. Remember that portrait that God has framed? We see ourselves in that portrait as the healed of the Lord. I'm not trying to get healed, that's who I am. We see ourselves as the prospered of the Lord. I'm not trying to get prospered, that's who I am. I just need to make some tweaks. I need to renew my mind, develop my heart, grow up spiritually. Amen? Faith doesn't deny natural realities or what it sees and feels in this natural realm. Faith speaks of what it has already received in the heavenly realm. Faith speaks and acts on heavenly realities by the foundation of faith in God's Word and the leading of the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 4:18, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Yeah, I've been knowing that. Well, why is it not working for you? That very attitude, that's why it's not working. Because when you hear a scripture like that and the simplicity of it will pass right by you because of that attitude. See, because that came up in my spirit. Somebody said that. Yeah, I've been knowing that. Well, why is it not working for you then? Because when you read the scripture, you got to get excited about it. When you're in faith, you stir up the joy. Praise the Lord, that was good. Oh, Pastor, tell me another story. That's good. Dad Hagen, tell me another story. Some people, oh, he tells so many stories. Well, there's nuggets in the stories. There's revelation of the Word of God. And the stories of how he grew up and received by faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. And that word sight means external or outward appearance. Faith's rest is not anxious or worried about the outcome. It's not concerned that the doctor said it's worse. Faith says it, if it wasn't for what God's Word says, then I've received from the Lord, then I'd be concerned. Faith says, if it wasn't for what God's Word said and what I've received from the Lord, then I'd be concerned. That's what faith says. But I'm not concerned, so pass the potatoes. Let's eat. Let's run. Let's walk. Let's fulfill the purpose of God. And faith doesn't get caught up in all the emotional things. Why are we coming to church? To learn about our faith. To learn to get people saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. To reach out with the divine purpose and plan of God. And the reason that we need to be healed is so that we can go get people saved. It's not so that we can go talk about people. We walk in love. We come to church. We seek God with all of our heart. Why? Because there's a purpose. There's a plan to fulfill before we go and we give account to Him. So we got to leave the emotions behind. We've got to leave the anxiety behind. We've got to put behind us what we feel and get into rest. Faith's rest. Job 22, and Pastor went here, but let's go there. Job 22. 21, Pastor Nancy so eloquently taught on that scripture last night. While you're going there, Philippians 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Now, I have to back up here. Go ahead and go to Philippians 4. Because there's something I need to show you. I saw this just last night. Philippians 4 and verse 2. I implore Euodia and I implore Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. to be of the same mind in the Lord. That's the same word in Colossians 3:2, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. And that means to have a mindset, to think, to have understanding, to be wise. In other words, it means the renewing of your mind. Renew your minds in the same way is what he was saying to them. By meditating and acting on God's word and following the leadings of the Lord. Isn't that good? In other words, faith's rest has a renewed mind. Faith's rest has a renewed mind. And it's going to get more wisdom because faith's rest is acting on its faith and it's growing into wisdom. It's that multifaceted. In other words, I believe that I've received salvation for my life that took faith. You got some wisdom there. And then you found out that in that salvation was healing, prosperity. You believe that you received it on a daily basis. Yeah. And your mind becomes renewed and your spirit becomes developed. You know your mind and your spirit are two different things. Yeah. Your mind has to change mindsets. Your spirit is new at salvation. Okay. When the Spirit of Christ came to live in with you, his spirit. So your spirit is new at salvation, and inherent in the grace of God in your spirit is faith and love and joy and all these things that need to develop. So you need to grow up, really, in character. You need to grow up in understanding and revelation in the wisdom of God, and all these things grow in your spirit. Now, your mind will revert back to what you used to think if you don't renew it on a daily basis. And that's why he had to tell them, be of the same mind. Keep your minds renewed with God's word and grow up. And at the same time, your spirit is developing. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, well, why do you say that? Because a lot of people don't rejoice. And yet, and you see them and they're crying. They say, but I'm in faith. No, you're not in faith. It's not showing up. Verse 5, let your gentleness be known to all men. In other words, walk in love. It's not all about you. Okay, verse 6, be anxious for nothing. And that word anxious is the same word in Matthew 6:25 that says don't worry. Same word. Don't worry. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. In other words, you went to that throne of grace, that filling station, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And you just continue to get filled up. Why? Because you're in rest. And that peace and that joy, you're yielding to them all through the day, and you're thanking God that you're healed. Well, I'll yield to joy when I feel it. No, that's not how you do it. You got it backwards. You got to yield to the joy before you see the symptoms change. All right? Now, are you in Job yet? Go back to Job. Job 22:21, and we're going to stop with this. Now acquaint yourself with him and be at peace. Thereby good will come to you. Receive, please, instruction. That means knowledge. The knowledge of God's word from his mouth. And lay up his words in your heart. How do they get laid up in your heart? By meditation. And faith rises in the heart, remember? If you return to the Almighty, you will be built up. What does that mean? You will be built up. You will be restored to build, to make, to repair, to build again. Now, really, it's talking about renewing the mind. And then your life is changing as a result of that. In other words, the natural things will follow suit because what you've received in the spirit realm to complete your life, it becomes in the natural because you're full of peace and joy and rest and you're speaking your faith and you're acting on what the Holy Ghost is saying. Amen. You're obedient to come to a church and God's giving you direction and you're making tweaks in your life. And that portrait of God's purpose is being fulfilled in your life. It's being drawn in your life. Amen? So we're being built up. You will remove iniquity far from your tents. Then you will lay your gold in the dust. And the gold of Ophir is among the stones of the brooks. Yes, the Almighty will be your gold. So I got so excited about that last night. Pray the Lord. If we live right, we'd be rich. But it's not just if you live right. You got to use your faith. All right. Remember, you can plant seed, but is that going to get you a harvest? Yeah, you've got to use your faith. You've got to put it in the right ground. You've got to maintain that, you know. But that word acquaint, I was led to look that up. It says to be familiar with, to minister to be serviceable to advantage, to profit, profitable, to be of use or service or profit or benefit, to be used, exhibit use or habit, show harmony with, know intimately. So it's knowing God, but it's further than that. It's knowing God and it's being serviceable to His kingdom, to His purpose. It's using your faith. It's acting on your faith to do, to receive your redemptive rights and privileges, which is healing, prosperity, forgiveness, you understand, but to fulfill the call of God on your life, to benefit the kingdom of God, to get people saved, to get people filled with the Holy Ghost, to walk in your call. Not everybody's a pastor or a minister, but to walk in, you be a saint. Find out what God wants you to do specifically in your life. But all of us are supposed to get people saved. You know, if you're complaining, I doubt you're getting too many people saved. If you're concerned about everybody, what everybody else in the church is doing wrong, I doubt you're out there getting people saved. You're not fulfilling God's divine purpose when you are just spouting off, you're getting offended, you're living in the soulical realm of your feelings. You're out of rest. You're out of rest. You're out of rest. Amen. It's not working. Amen. Turn it around through God's word. Amen. Believe that you receive rest. Amen. Change in your life, whatever you need, and you'll be a blessing to your local church rather than talking about having the pastor for lunch. Well, I just wanted to put that in there. Well, I didn't like that. Well, I didn't ask you. All right, moving right along. Peace and good comes when we get to know and trust God and act on His word. It's when we act on God's word that we are profitable to His kingdom. We are serving His purpose. We serve His purpose when we put His kingdom and His righteousness first. You can't be in the rest of faith for healing and prosperity without serving God's purpose. And that's what Pastor was talking about last night. We can't just, you know, out of the heavenly slot machine, pops healing and prosperity when we're not fulfilling the purpose of God, when we're not walking in love, when we're not doing what God has told us to help our local church. There are consequences to our actions in that respect. In order to prosper or profit, we must use our faith and renew the mind and develop the heart.